public health advocates in Alaska are pleased that reforms to regulations for the chemical industry have been introduced in Congress. The Safe Chemicals Act of 2010 is an attempt to revise parts of the Toxic Substances Act that was passed in 1976. Alaska Community Action on Toxics Director Pam Miller says the 34-year-old law has not had reforms such as the Clean Water and Clean Air Act have.
This law is being revised to reflect changing science and to reflect public concern and real health concerns about the effect of toxic chemicals that we're exposed to through everyday products and in our air, water, and food.
Miller says the U.S. is behind many European and Asian countries in chemical policy regulation. She's hopeful Alaska senators will support the legislation, and she says it's time the federal government updates the more than 30-year-old law.
The Toxic Substances Control Act grandfathered in more than 60,000 industrial chemicals with no safety testing. And in the 34 years since this act went into place, the EPA has required testing for only 200 chemicals out of the more than 80,000 available now for use in the U.S. and has regulated only 5 of those chemicals, which include known carcinogens, chemicals that cause cancer, chemicals that cause immune and neurological and developmental problems.
Pollutants from other countries, some of them long banned in the U.S., migrate into the Arctic. Tests for PCBs in residents of St. Lawrence Island found levels up to 10 times higher than other places in the nation. In an area that is often considered a pristine wilderness, Arctic sea mammals also carry high toxin loads in their tissues and organs. Miller says the proposed legislation would identify hotspot communities that are disproportionately impacted by toxins.
And that's really important for Alaska because we know that many Alaska Native communities live in close proximity to military and industrial sites that have a lot of these persistent and toxic chemicals, and would expedite safety determinations and actions to restrict some of the most notorious and harmful of toxic chemicals. These are ones like formaldehyde, lead, and toxic flame retardants.
Miller says another Alaska group impacted by migrating chemical exposure are women in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Test results released in 2009 by the Arctic Monitoring and Assessment Program found that women of childbearing age in the YK Delta had flame retardant chemicals in their blood at levels 5 to 7 times higher than other places in the nation.
For these levels to be showing up in people who live so far away from where these chemicals are manufactured is evidence for why we need comprehensive chemicals policy reform.
The Safe Chemicals Act would also require chemicals to meet health-based safety standards designed to protect vulnerable populations such as pregnant women and small children.